Polls suggest that the former consumer advocate is not making much impact on the presidential election's main event, the contest between John Kerry and George Bush. Chalk that up to progressive Democrats, independents, and Republicans who watched Nader tilt the election to Mr. Bush in 2000 and vow not to let it happen again. To this day, however, Nader refuses to accept that he had any hand in Bush's victory. The other day, he told an interviewer that he didn't take votes away from Al Gore in 2000, but that Gore siphoned votes from him. Well, you've got to hand it to that political dynamo, Al Gore. He siphoned nearly 51 million votes from Nader nationwide, leaving the then-Green candidate with only 2.8 million votes. As everyone knows, Bush rode into the White House in 2000 on the strength of Florida's 25 electoral votes, won by a disputed margin of 527 popular votes. At the same time, Nader pulled 97,000 Florida votes. To accept that Nader's ballot presence was no factor in Gore's Florida loss, you must believe that not even 0.5% of Nader's votes would have gone to Gore if it had been a two-way race. This year, Nader told the Democratic National Chairman that he had decided to run again to open a two-pronged front against the president's reelection. This is the General George Armstrong Custer School of Politics, modeled after Custer's decision to divide his forces at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Nothing seems to give Mr. Nader pause about what he's doing, not even the support he received this year from big-time Republicans who want Nader on the ballot to divide John Kerry's base. But when a reporter asked Greg Cafori, Nader's Oregon chairman, about those GOP efforts, Cafori replied that they showed the bipartisan nature of Nader's appeal. This is the same Greg Cafori who said in the 2000 race, "The only difference between Al Gore and George Bush is that Al Gore sheds a tear when a tree falls." Really? Gore helped create the Northwest Forest Plan to reduce overcutting and protect endangered species in the region. Bush? He hasn't met a tree he wouldn't cut. Gore's loss also meant that Bush appointees have been running and hamstringing consumer-friendly agencies that were inspired by Nader's career, among them the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, the National Highway Transportation Safety Commission, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Now Naderites seem to understand that to preserve their hero's consumer legacy and to serve their own interests, they cannot support Nader in 2004. This is Les O'Coin.